An extract from The Gatekeeper by Terry Eagleton. The bishop, an old codger from Kildare, with the walk of a navvy and the face of a wino, would arrive to officiate at the ceremony. One of us altar boys will be appointed to carry his mitre, the high plush hat he wore on such occasions, while another boy would bear his crozier, or symbolic golden staff. We would hold these props through white silken bands draped around our shoulders, the grubby fingers of boyhood being judged too profane. The bishop would require this stuff at various particularly sacred moments in the proceedings, and since these moments were hard to predict, we would be on watch for our cue from the master of ceremonies, who had to be deft enough to help the bishop on with his hat without knocking off his skullcap. We had to look sharp, since at one such clothing, a minuscule altar boy, bewildered by the MC's impatient gestures to his temples, threw the last vestiges of secular rationality to the winds and ended up solemnly placing the richly embroidered mitre on his own head in a surreal parody of the proceedings. The boy with the crozier had the ticklish task of handing the bishop this ornate, outsized version of a shepherd's crook while simultaneously going down on one knee and kissing the episcopal ring. Later in life, describing this piece of acrobatics to some agnostic friends, I realized from their ribald laughter that the phrase, going down to kiss the bishop's ring, had a rather more salacious meaning than had occurred to me at the age of 10.